I felt that 11v11 we played well as well, created a number of chances and looked quite good. And then when it went to 11v10, we made the man advantage pay. I felt particularly in the second period, I didn't really think we got it right in the first. We looked too narrow and they were breaking up our play, they were breaking up our rhythm. But in the second half, we adjusted slightly and did better, I felt, and really opened it out and used the pitch very well.
I was going to say, is that what was behind the change at half-time?
Yeah, very much so. I feel Shea can get right out on that touch line. He's an old-fashioned winger and he can really give you a lot in 1v1 situations if you're strong enough to be able to give him the ball consistently, and that's got to be the case. And in the second half, we got him the ball a lot. And we can see Saturday in his substitute appearance at Preston, he has a lot of talent, and at 18 years old, I feel, has a real good future.
And a goal makes a big difference, doesn't it? You could see once the team are 1-0 in front, they all relaxed even more into it.
Well, there was some anxiety when Fulham went straight down to 10. I felt it was at the end of the first half, and I didn't think we really got our play right there, and we were slightly too narrow and threading it through the eye of a needle. We needed more to stretch them and to work them, because it's tough when you've got 10 and you can't keep continually running, and you have to be patient with your football and really use the full width of the pitch. So we made that pay anyway, and James Henry's free kick, which he should be doing better with, he's got a really good strike, and he's got a really step up now with Sacco gone, and be able to take those free kicks and dead balls to a consistent basis. He's certainly capable of it.
I must ask you, it's obviously been an interesting 24 hours, to put it mildly, for the club. From your point of view, the footballing day-to-day side of it, when the club said yesterday it's business as usual, is that how it is for you?
Yeah, very much so. And obviously, we've fully respect Steve Morgan's decision, and I'm not going to speak for him. It's up to him. It's up to the board of directors, and he has his own reasons. We understand that, but from my point of view, I've had an excellent personal working relationship with him, and I'm sure that will continue. And we wish him all the best with whatever he decides.
Indeed, and as you say, he'll speak for himself in the fullness of time. But as far as you're concerned, you carry on and have that relationship with him for as long as the club is still owned by him, which we don't know how long that'll be.
Yeah, very, very much so. And I just feel it's a real big week for us. That was our game in hand. To win it now puts us round about halfway. And we have a great TV game at home against Huddersfield on Saturday. They're all hard games, very difficult games. If you see Fulham as good as they were against Queen's Park Rangers, it just wasn't their night tonight, and that's the nature of the Championship. But even so, we have an opportunity on Saturday. We have to try to take it, and going into the international break, if we can get another win and another positive performance, that's got to be our aim now. And it will show signs of recovery, I feel, from an indifferent start to the season, and also a big thing, hopefully give my players some confidence.